The Gemara says in Daf Tasam Adalf that during the Chanukah Sabbath, Klal Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur and they ate on Yom Kippur. The Shaila is, when we say that they didn't keep Yom Kippur, does that just mean that they ate, but the rest of Yom Kippur they kept? They brought all the Karbanos, all the Avodah Seyam of Yom Kippur? Or does it mean that they did not keep Yom Kippur at all? There was absolutely no Din Yom Kippur that year, and all the Avodah, the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Beis HaMikdash did not take place as well. So Rabbi Tzal Zolti is mystific about this. He speaks about it in the it's brought down in the Sefer Zikaron for Bitzal Zolti, page Kufiyot Aleph. He has Haris on the Rambam. This is on his Haris on the Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and he clears his shaila and he says that the Pashas Lashon HaGemara is mashma that they did not bring their Karbanos either. It says La'asei Yisrael Yom Kippurim. It's mashma they didn't have Yom Kippur at all. Even Karbanos weren't brought. And he makes a Gevaldik Diak in the Rambam with this. He's mashma the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim says the following. It says B'yayim Hatzayim Makrivin Tamad B'Shachar Tamad Ben Arbaim Kesedu Hiyam B'yayim Makrivin Musaf. He goes through all the karbanos of Yom Kippur. But the way the Rambam starts off, this is the first halach in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, he says, B'yayim ha-tzayim makrivin, on the day of the tzayim, on the fast day, you're makriv all these karbanos. So, in fact, Bitzal Zolti, he says, why does Rambam use the lashon of B'yayim ha-tzayim, on the fast day? L'chay, you should say, Basar l'chaydesh, and Yom Kippur. That's the way you refer to Yom Kippur. That's the way he calls Yom Kippur in Shvisas Asar. Why is he referring to Yom Hatzayim? We're not referring to the Hilchos Tainus over here. We're not referring to fasting. We're referring to the Avodas Kohen Gadol. Bringing on Karbanos L'chayim has nothing to do with the fact that Yom Kippur happens to be a Yom Hatzayim. Why is Rambam mentioning it over here? And he wants to say that you see from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the Din Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, is only chal if there's a chalos kedushas Yom Kippurim legabe yom hatzayim. If there's a din yom hatzayim, if it's a day of tzayim, if it's a day of fasting, if fasting is taking place, then there's a kedushas Yom Kippur legabe the seder avodah as well. But if there is no din tzayim, if for some reason the tzayim does not take place, so it's chaser in the ikar chalos kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, and there will not be a din seder avodah either. And that's why the Rambam is bedayik to say the yom hatzayim, and he says that would be the pshan in the Gemara, the mashmaya of the Gemara, the la'asi Yom Kippur, means they didn't make Yom Kippur at all. Not only did they eat, but there was no karbanos, there was no seder avoda, nothing took place, because once in mevatel the din achila, there's no din avoda either. Gemara kechidush that the din avoda is kangala and Yom Kippur is tali on the din tzayim. Now this l'chayr would be not like what we said before in the previous sahara from Avram Lufter and their Sameach. They wanted to say that the reason why they did the Chanukah Sabbath bedafkan Yom Kippur was because they wanted to be mechanech the bias, and the only way to be mechanech the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein HaBanim was through doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and therefore the Bedafka did it on Yom Kippur. He was obviously assuming that the Avodah did take place. That was the whole point of doing the chinuch. So even though they didn't eat, but yet, even though they did eat, yet they still did the Avodah. But Tzal Zolti is assuming that there was no Din Avodah, because once we say that there is a Din Achila, there was no Tzayim, the Avodah became batal as well. So it comes out a very Yisadizik Machlekes Achreinim between Rabbi Tzal Zolti and Rabbi Ram Luftvir. When you don't fast on Yom Kippur, when the Tzayim is batal, does that mean the Avodah is batal as well? Or Avodah, there will be a Din Avodah, and that would be a Shaila Hadalim Shat in the Gemara over here.